and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Welcome back to another episode of the Crystal and Stone Podcast.
Hey everyone, today's episode is crystals and altars.
Crystals and altars. Now, we get these kind of questions about altars all of the time in the store. Like, what is an altar? Is that like, am I summoning bad juju into my home?
Well, and I feel like, so especially with the new like Dharma show, you know, controversial opinions aside.
Which show?
The new Dharma show.
The one Dahmer.
Yeah, Dahmer. Sorry. Accent.
Yeah.
The one with Evan Peters. Yeah. I feel like often altars, especially if you're into like crime shows like I am, altars are often associated with like serial killers. So like, you know, create like
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Like okay. The first time I heard of altars was like in like Criminal Minds episodes where the serial killers pop up like their altars of dead peoples and satanic messaging and all this and that. And so, you know, the concept of altars was really intimidating to me. And then you come to the crystal world and people talk about altars like it's a very normal and like cool thing, and I'm like, am I just stepped into a cult?
I like how you went like cult. Mine was like, oh yeah, like altar boy, like altars in the church, which I mean, cult.
Yeah, also a cult. Also, yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Like I grew up in that kind of like, you know, it's in very religious homes. Mm-hmm. You have like an altar or a place that, you know, that really is special when it comes to in your home for spirituality.
I went to a religious high school as well. I'm a bit concerned that I went first was satanic altars.
And I went to public school.
And you went to a public school and your first thought was like actual like religious altars.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah. This says a lot about each other.
It does. It really does. So I guess in today's episode, we're going to talk about kind of three main points. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what is an altar.
Mm-hmm.
How do you build an altar? Or, like, do they have to be, or do you have to be, like, religious?
Are there rules? Are there, you know, all the usual?
And then at the end, we're kind of going to recommend any kind of crystals or iconography that we would recommend for an altar.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're building.
Yeah. It's really fun because my last or second last crystal club that I hosted, we talked about altars. So it's nice to kind of bring this back to more listeners.
And shameless plug for Crystal Club, which has kind of become Coven now?
Yeah. So Crystal Club was something that I used to host, which was great. It was like book club for crystals and stuff. And at the same time, CJ, who also works with us, was running Circle, which was kind of this like collective of people to be able to come together, chit chat, burn shit, you know, all that stuff. And kind of what CJ was kind of wanting to turn Circle into was kind of what I was also wanting to turn Crystal Club into. And it's like, well, there's no point having
two,
like same but different. Like we may as well just combine the two, and then also it just halves the work for both of us. So yes, actually, as we're recording this, we are a week away from our first coven session. Mm-hmm. We are theming each one after a major arcana card. And then eventually we might go into the minor arcana. We'll see
from
how successful it is. Yeah, from the tarot deck. So if you're in Perth, definitely check it out. We're very excited.
Excellent.
Very good.
Well then, Jess, back to our first kind of like talking point.
What is an altar?
What is an altar?
So, yes, it can be something that serial killers keep with their victims and, you know, whatever, and blood and all this. It can be a religious kind of monument with, you know, crosses and Jesus statues and live, laugh, God, you know, all over it, you know, whatever floats your boat. But basically an altar is just an intentional space where you just gather objects, magical or otherwise, that sort of help make you feel connected to kind of your highest power or whatever the intention is for your altar.
Like some sort of like sense of spirituality or divinity.
I feel like a type of altar that is very universal, I feel like everyone's going to be able to relate to it, is putting flowers and photos and stuff by a gravestone. or those like memorial plaques, or, you know, unfortunately when people get into accidents and you see sort of the crosses on the side of the road filled with flowers and stuff, like that is technically an altar.
Because it's like a space.
It's an intentional space that is being set to, you know, remember and love those who have passed. And it's a collection of like nice things most of the time put in that space. So, I mean, that's a very universal way to think about an altar. If you're still a little bit like, I'm not too sure what an altar is. Yeah, it can.
I've never even thought of that as an altar. I'm going to like see all of these new, these spaces and be like, oh, that's so like intentional. And
Like with anything in the spiritual world, you know, there are no rules, there are no rhymes or reason. It's whatever feels good, you know. On someone's gravestone, there might be red roses. On someone else's, it might be daisies because that person liked red roses and this person liked daisies. And it's the same with altars. You'll have different altars and different collections of items in a home or a workspace or in a, you know, whatever. Even on an office desk, when you have like your little like photo of a family and maybe a couple little trinkets, that is an altar.
I love that. That's just a whole other perspective of being like, this is something approachable that anyone
can do.
Really build.
Yeah. Oh, so you probably already have altars in your home. You know, if you're like me and you like displaying all your birthday cards that you get that year, that's an altar. Like, yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I'm just like now kind of thinking back to like my own spaces, and it's like I have, you know, photos like in my bedroom. I have a little shelf where I have all of my photos from Canada and like my family and my friends and like funny moments that like I even have like a painting I drew of Jaden for Jaden.
Yeah.
That just had to do with kind of what was happening in Canada. On this little bench. Nice. So now that I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, that is like an altar.
Yeah. Again, like so many words in the spiritual community seem like these really scary, encompassing words that have like a lot of rules and rituals tied to them. And at the end of the day, and what we've said every single episode is your practice is your practice.
Yep. So true.
Yeah. Take and leave what you want. Make a massive altar, make bunch of small little ones, you know, theme an altar for every room in your house. Or
well, I mean, like my little Canadian altar, if you will, serves a function as like remembrance.
Nice.
So like what other kind of altars would you build? Like, because we've kind of briefly touched on like, you know, maybe a particular religious one. Like I know, you know, if you have like the like Jesus candles and like you put flowers and like maybe have a cross or like a picture of the Virgin Mary, like that is a kind of a stereotypical like Catholic altar that we might see.
And the intention behind that would be like faith. So I mean, If we're going to talk about like personal examples, yes, I just moved into my new house. I don't remember the last time we recorded, and I don't remember what was going on in my life at the moment. But
it's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. We moved the store. Things happen, people. We're sorry. Yes, I moved into a new house, and at the front of the door, I have like a little altar set up that has it has a photo of Jake and I in this frame that he got me for my first birthday that we spent together. And it has a very lovely note in it describing like his favorite date that we'd had together by that point. We went to iPlay for anyone who lives in Perth and is familiar with Whitford's like time zone iPlay. And it's got a little iPlay card in there, 'cause that is the particular date he's referring to in our little note. And yeah, so I've got that set up, and then I've got a few crystals to kind of help bring kind of like all the good things that I want to bring into the house. So like protection, obviously, but also like love and joy and abundance. So by that frame with the picture of the two of us, I've got like a pyrite cluster. I have my really beautiful, massive rose quartz pillar that you lovingly gifted me for my birthday. Thank you very much. I have my tourmalated quartz pillar for some protection and like general amplification. And I also have like a little smoky citrine, like mini pillar there as well. And often I'll also burn incense if I'm at home, just to sort of help clear the space every now and then. But that's like a little, that's an altar to bring in like love and abundance into the home. And then in like my bathroom, for instance, I have along my windowsill in my bathroom, I have like plants and a bunch of crystals for basically like body positivity and self-love and embracing just like the growth and like fertility, not in a baby sense. Sorry, mom. celebrate what that is and like my body and everything. So that's also kind of like a little...
like a spiritual and like... self-love.
Self-love, like altar, for sure. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, exactly. That kind of goes back to what we were saying about each altar having an intention.
Yeah.
Almost like a crystal grid, which I know we've kind of briefly
I would say an altar is basically a messier grid. So, if the idea of a grid and setting things out, like, in a particular shape is, like, really... what's the word I'm looking for? Is like really intimidating. Thank you. Intimidating. Sorry, guys. It's a Saturday afternoon. Last night I performed in a burlesque show. I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep. we've got this.
We're golden.
Yeah. So if you find the idea of a crystal grid intimidating, which I know for a lot of people it is, and a lot of people I talk to in store, it is, an altar is a really great accessible way to sort of step into that kind of gridding territory.
Yeah.
Altars are typically a lot more compact than if you're like me and make really massive grids that take up like a whole table or a whole floor space. You know, sometimes you just don't have that freedom and ability to use up that kind of space. So having a couple of things on a windowsill as a little mini altar is like a really great alternative.
I also feel that like altars, because they can take so many different shapes and forms, are a little bit more like inconspicuous, if you will. And like you don't have to be like, this is an altar, like to like people who come in, but they are
a grid looks like a grid. Yeah.
But like, okay, so like when I think of altars, I think of all the different kind of things that like, you know, first you have this intention of like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, what is the intention of this altar? Mm-hmm. And you might not always start with the intention. You might start collecting things.
Just things.
And then realize that you're making an altar for an intention.
They're all sort of based around a theme.
But like, I was thinking about kind of things that we use and like what I've used personally in altar making, and it's like something like a candle, flowers are very common and popular. Incense, you talked about that. I use incense a lot. Some people use like a tuning fork or a tuning bell.
Or an actual bell.
Like spices, or food. Some people offer food at altars.
Classic example, Day of the Dead.
Yep.
Dia
de los Muertos.
Having the table with all the photos of their loved ones, with like foods they enjoyed and flowers and everything. Yeah.
Now, of course, like not being of any like Latinx descent, I can't really speak to that exactly.
Neither can
but
I.
Like, just as an outside observer, and to that amazing.
That would be an example of
like an altar.
Yeah.
Something like water or like, you know, that kind of thing, especially if you tend to work with the element of water a lot, having like a dish or water out is really, or like even an oil diffuser, running water.
That's a great way to incorporate water without potentially ruining like any photos or crystals or anything else.
Like living plants. So not just like some people use like fake flowers, but having an actual, or like, you know, cut flowers.
Yeah.
Having an actual living plant.
Yeah.
Actual food. I've talked about that one, like dried fruit or chocolate. Another thing that's really popular is just spending time at your altar having like tea or like you like actually incorporating and like working at your altar. So, like, for example, like when you talked about having an altar, like a mini altar at your desk, you know, just sitting down with a cup of tea while enjoying these objects in front of you.
Yeah, the knickknacks on your desk. If you work in a fun workplace and you're allowed things on your desk. There are a lot of workplaces now that have the kind of community hubs, and you just sort of like pick the desk that you're at on that day. And obviously in those sort of office settings, it's not practical to have a bunch of stuff on a desk when you're going to be at a different desk the next day.
Fair enough.
But still, honestly, even a photo of like your family in your wallet.
Yeah,
that's like that could be that's a like a very that's like a travel sized travel altar. But yeah, because it's like it's a photo of your loved ones. It's got like some money in there for abundance. If you're like us and some of our customers, a lot of people put like crystals in their wallets, like citrine or pyrite, again for that bringing in abundance and stuff. That is a little mini travel sized altar you're taking around with you.
Like you said, Jess, it's a collection of objects. Magical or otherwise,
yeah,
that help you feel connected to your higher power. And that's exactly it. It's like this collection of things, right?
So, I mean, with that said, building an altar is like pretty straightforward. Like you said, we start with setting an intention just with pretty much anything in the spiritual world. You find the place that's going to be suitable for your altar. For me, that is like a windowsill. For you guys, it might be corner of a kitchen bench. It might be
fireplace mantle
if you've got one. Absolutely. Could be a little like coffee table you have off to the side. Even one of the TV
cabinets,
like cabinets, yeah, something like that.
I have a mini altar on my dresser on where I get ready. So it has my jewelry, it has my crystals and stuff like that. It also has like self-love, like affirmations. Little plants,
yeah,
because that's where I get dressed, that's where I get ready. And after I kind of work at that altar, if you will, I end up looking at the mirror that's right there. So it's a lot of that's the intention behind there. Is I made this altar with the intention of positivity and like body positivity and self-love.
And like you said earlier, Dylan, sometimes you might not have the intention straight away. It might just be that you have a collection of things that you're really like, I want to put these in a space to look at. And you find your intention later. Totally fine. And then, basically you gather your items and put them in place. Just because you place your items in a certain way doesn't mean they have to stay that way. Altars are not static.
Well, that was going to be my next question for you. Is like me personally, we all know I'm very bad at procrastinating. that very much goes into my cleaning. I'm very much like a set and forget kind of altar person. I'm like, okay, I've kind of built this. This is the intention. I'm going to leave that there.
Yeah, and that's completely valid. Completely valid to set and forget, but also, occasionally you'll be like, oh, I think I want to swap out the photo that I've got in there. Or if it's an altar for abundance, like, hey, I've just come back from an overseas country. I have these foreign coins that I can't use anywhere else.
Well,
and I can't exchange, chuck it in your abundance altar.
And I mean, I guess like thinking about it that way, like altars could continue to grow, like exactly, like just where they are, and as you add to them, within reason, I guess, and intention, it can continue to grow, right?
Yeah, exactly. Altars are really beautiful, and I think can occasionally be a bit overlooked as a spiritual tool because they're not as, involved, or, I mean, depending on your altar, not necessarily as like aesthetically pleasing. Some people make stunning altars, and some people are just like, no, it's just a mishmash of things that make me happy that are all in a pile together, and that's totally fine. But maybe doesn't make for like the cutest Instagram pic. Yeah, whatever.
Well, I was doing a little bit of like Pinteresting, which I love Pinterest.
Which, oh, like, my God. Like, speaking of, it's basically like a real world version of Pinterest. You're putting together a collection of things for surrounding a theme.
Oh, I love that. I never even thought
like
that.
Yeah. So like, all of the white bitches, it's me, I am white bitches, who have like a wedding Pinterest board. Like, yeah, having like my altar up at the front with Jake and I and stuff, that's kind of an example of like a love altar. And if we were to take it to Pinterest, I guess the equivalent would be like my Pinterest board is literally called "If in the unlikely event that I get married."
I like that. Well, so I was looking on Pinterest because I was like, I wanted to look at altars and be like, get some inspo, right? Because I love my messy way of doing things, but it might be nice to have
to see what everyone else is doing.
And there's some really astounding and really beautiful work. like, I've seen so many that include iconography of, like, gods and yep. goddesses, whether that be, like, Judeo-Christian, or if it's, like, you know, Wiccan, mm-hmm. or if it's even Greek. Like, it just having these lots of altars have some sort of statue or yeah. iconography of a spiritual deity.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that brings us to kind of, like, do they have to be, like, do you have to be religious? Do you have to have some kind of religious belief to be able to build an altar? And the short answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
The long answer is you can absolutely use images of deities, spiritual figures, religious figures, but also depending on where you come from culturally speaking, like, maybe just make sure that you're not necessarily like appropriating someone else's culture.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit different to have like an image of like Hecate, for instance, on your altar than it would be to have, I can't even think of someone who specific, like an indigenous elder, for instance, if you yourself aren't indigenous, like that's just potentially a bit disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, always about respect
yeah.
and like being cautious of that. But yeah, no, I think that it's important to, yeah, think about, again, your intention mm. and, you know, pairing any iconography with that intention.
Yeah. And if the subject of, like, deities and spiritual beings and, like, religious figureheads is a bit concerning for you and you don't want to delve into that, animals make
yeah.
great figures and, you know.
Or in my case, just use crystals.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, just use crystals, yeah. for sure.
I definitely, when I'm building an altar, even if I'm doing something a little bit magical or if I'm mm-hmm. doing something, you know, kind of diving more into my spiritual self,
mm-hmm.
I personally don't have any statues. I don't have any kind of figures, just because I don't connect
yeah.
with any particular deity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I was like a huge Greek mythology nerd, like growing up. Like,
you definitely had your Percy Jackson phase.
I definitely did. I'm like reading the book / watching the new show and being like, please.
Oh, is the new show out?
Yeah. Well,
oh.
No, it's not out yet. I'm watching the trailer like
okay.
over and over again. Being
okay.
like,
right. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my goodness, Dylan, more things that I have to add to my like to be watched list.
Too many things.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's nothing really that I would put on there.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are, like, I would put a crystal.
Nice.
And that's something that I might change out.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to kind of like my self-love altar,
mm-hmm.
I use a lot of, like, rose quartz, of course. But if I'm doing something a little bit more spiritual, I might go into, like, dive more into that realm of, like, higher thought or mm-hmm. meditative crystals.
Nice.
Like K2. I really mm-hmm. enjoy K2 for that. Really about talking about your like insight, intuition, things like that. Also, I've been playing a lot with Orspedsonite lately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an Orspedsonite slab.
You have a slab?
I have a slab. Botanical H2O had a couple of slabs, and I nabbed one of them bitches.
Oh, I'm mad jelly right now. Okay. I'm
sorry. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to see it. Mm-hmm. Okay, because like I've been playing with that. I've been putting it in my grids. I've been putting it in my altars. I've been just carrying it with me. And
nice.
Yeah, it's been a little like, whoa.
Well, and like Jay bought all that Moldavite. So.
Honestly, the Moldavite in the store has been driving us all bonkers.
We've all been like on some other level of kind of disorganized and woo.
Yeah, it's like Mercury was in retrograde. Wasn't Uranus
there,
in retrograde? There were like five planets,
yeah, there were
in
a bunch
retrograde,
of planets in retrograde.
And there was Moldavite in the store. At one point, Carly took the trash out to the back of her car instead of the trash bin.
Oh, bless Carly. Bless.
But yeah. Anyway, back to altar building. when I build an altar, I like to... If it's like not a hodgepodge one, if it's like an actual intentional one,
mm-hmm.
I like to have some sort of representative from each of the elements.
Nice.
You know, I'll burn incense for fire.
Mm-hmm.
I will have something like sand or crystals, usually crystals, let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
To represent earth.
Yeah.
Depending on the crystal, because some of them have different intentional
mm-hmm.
with the elements. You know, what will I do? Like a candle or something for... No, I'll use like incense for
air
and then like a candle for fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then... what, like a cup of water, or I have this really cute seashell cup. Mm. Like it's like opens up like, and it's a gold seashell, and I'll fill that with water. Wow. Yeah. And like kind of set that.
That's really cool.
That, and of course plants and flowers. Yeah. And that would be a like intentional mm-hmm. kind of altar, for when doing kind of like magic stuff or like mm-hmm. focusing intentionally. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be as complicated as that. It can be just something easy, like on your, in your bathroom or on your windowsill.
Exactly. So you obviously don't use any like deities or, spiritual like icons in your altars. Neither do I. I haven't found my deity or a spiritual figure that I'm like, yes, you, yet. Who knows? Maybe I need to go to a Zoe meditation.
I love your growth mindset. Yeah. With that yet.
Yet. Yet. Yes. So what I'll occasionally do, I mean, I take a similar route to you, but occasionally if I feel like if the altar needs to have kind of like a persona almost, I will think about someone who kind of represents the intention that I'm setting. And typically, especially if there's someone close to me, I'll have like a birthday card from them, or I'll have a photo like of them. And
okay.
that'll be the person that I'm using like as kind of the persona of the altar. So, I mean, the example that I'll use is like Jake, for instance, is a very like loving and like grounding and like protective person. And so the photo of the two of us at our front altar is kind of the persona of
that altar
without it being a spiritual figure or a deity or any of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh no, I like that. Taurus energy.
Yeah.
Jake has.
If you've got tarot oracle cards, if there's like a figure in your oracle deck or one of the figures in the major arcana, great way to, again, incorporate maybe a persona into your altar if you're not inclined to take the spiritual figurehead realm.
Yeah, I like that because I know a lot of people would find that spiritual like figurehead kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Especially when you're new to the like the crystal realm, the spiritual realm.
And you're not sure like who's okay to work with and who's maybe not meant for you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Jess, if you're building an altar,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the altars that you have built and what kind of crystals would you incorporate in them for that? I know that you've talked about potentially like a friendship altar.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things would you include in that?
So in like a friendship altar, obviously photos of my friends. Like that's a very obvious answer. If I have any kind of little like tokens or keepsakes specifically from friends, like, and they're small, because again, I don't want my altars to get too massive and overflowing. I'll definitely chuck that in there. Crystals like strawberry quartz are really nice friendship crystals. Tree agate for like building like roots and mm-hmm. community is a nice one to have. As well as dendritic agate.
Yes.
As well. Again, for that kind of like roots, abundance, but like specifically kind of abundance in relationships.
Yep.
Those are some really nice crystals that I like to use specifically for our friendship grid. Obviously, clear quartz, it's good for anything.
Yep.
Chuck it in all of my grids because it's also an amplifier, so it's going to amplify everything that's going on. And some selenite so that the altar is self-cleansing.
Yep, it just stays cleansed.
Yeah, because I'm a lazy hoe. I don't have time to be cleansing all my altars and my grids and all my crystals. My selenite does that for me.
I know. Jaden and I are looking at, or have actually planned to travel soon. And so I am going to be building a travel altar before I go.
Beautiful.
So things that I'm going to include in the travel altar are photos of us because we're going to a place that we've been before.
Mm-hmm.
So photos of us there.
Nice.
I plan to print off our itinerary.
Beautiful.
And kind of put that in there. Tourmaline.
I do love a good, just as a side note, I do love a good itinerary.
Yes.
Really, yes.
Yes.
It's the my Virgo Mars placement is really loving an itinerary at the moment. as well as my event management brain, is like, oh, yes, a run sheet.
I don't think I have any Virgo in my chart, like, at all.
Do you have any Earth at all? Oh, no, you've got Taurus. Taurus rising, yeah, that's right, because you're bougie.
I mean, you're not wrong. But, yeah, so we have the itinerary. I'm going to put tourmaline in there.
Nice.
For protection. I have an Aka geode at home, which is really good for, like, travel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put probably something like pink Botswana agate for smooth, soothing transitions, which typically is used for grief. But I don't know. I felt connected to it for, like, because I know that everything that's been happening in airports lately and, like, cancellations, I'm just hoping that that smooths everything out.
Orange moonstone supposed to be orange moonstone, a combination of orange moonstone and stromatolite are supposed to be really good for kind of going with the flow.
All right. I definitely know of orange moonstone. I'll definitely check out the stromatolite for that. Combined.
Stromatolite's also good for, like, memory recall. So I guess remembering remembering, like, you know, like, what your itinerary is and, like, where you're supposed to be and, like, okay, this is where our hotel's located and this is where the closest, like, convenience store is and then that's where the blah, blah, blah is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I also plan on getting and putting some of the trinkets that I've collected from Bali in the past and putting those all kind of together. And hopefully that will help smooth any flying and their trip will go really well.
If you're depending on how early you're building your altar, you should, I don't know, either chuck like a passport or something you're taking with you in there to kind of like imbue it with the
energy
of the altar. And then you're kind of taking that with you.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we already have our tickets, so I could put those in there as
well. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Pop your tickets in that altar.
That's a great idea.
Fuck yeah. yeah, hot tip, if you like the idea of like a travel altar or a travel grid, yeah, pop something in that altar that you plan on taking with you to whatever the, I guess, event is that you're sort of building this altar around, and then that way you're carrying the energy of that altar with you.
You know what I just realized is that altars are basically spiritual scrapbooks.
Honestly. Like, spiritual. Yeah, there we go. We're rebranding it. They're no longer called altars, guys. They're spiritual called scrapbooks. Spiritual scrapbooks.
You got a ticket stub? Put that in there.
Chuck it in there. You got some like funny looking like foreign currency? Chuck it in there. You got some like postcards?
Chuck it in there. Love it.
Press some flowers. Also chuck it in there.
Oh my God, that's a great idea as well. Right? Yeah. There you go. I'm just going to think from now on, would I put this in the scrapbook?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. No? Yeah. Yes. Cool. Okay. Great. It's going in there. The
beautiful. All right. Well, Jess.
Yes. Oh, that was a nice
crack. That was a nice crack. I hope you could hear that on there.
Yeah. I heard it.
I'm getting old. All of my entire body's like...
Yeah, I feel that.
See, I crack like a glow stick, but I don't glow. I'm a little bitter about that.
I have heard that TikTok sound, yes. And I was like, oh, that's just a little too real.
Too relatable. Ouch. Well, I think it's time for Manifestation Minute. We need to get like an audio now.
We do. Like, I want a soundboard.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. I want a soundboard. Jay, if you're listening, can we get a soundboard? We can use it for other content creation.
I'm sure you'd be like, no, definitely not. All right. So, I'll go first. I have kind of two.
Nice.
So
I also have two. So this works well.
Great. Excellent. Equality.
I know.
So the first thing is I'm actually going to continue with Moldavite Minute.
Because we've had a minute.
And I tried to avoid Moldavite, actually. I put it down.
Yeah, because after all of our bloody moving BS, you were like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I've had enough transformation for me.
In fact, you cleansed it and you popped it in someone's mystery box.
I did. Mm. So if you're the lucky duck that got my Moldavite, I wish you well. Inhale. I hope it is sending you all the like loving vibe, transformational vibes
that you need.
Because it transformed my life.
Yeah. As Courtney from Seeking Wilder would say, alignment is chaotic.
Yeah. And which I just realized it might be a D&D reference as well. Your chaotic alignment.
Probably, yeah. Hey.
But anyway, so I was like, no, I'm done with Moldavite. It's mm-hmm. done. I'm done with it. Can let it pass on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a shipment of Moldavite in.
We did. Both of us did.
And it's unavoidable. Like every day I'm touching it. Every day I'm like helping someone with mm-hmm. it. And it's just like, okay, so my Moldavite minute is that just every day I go through really a daily transformation. Mm. I wake up being like, this is what my day is going to be like. And then it's like flipped upside down. And then I get back home and I'm like, oh my God, was that my day?
Yeah.
And I do it again the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm getting used to it. Yeah. I feel like I'm able to notice it more. I made a reel in a TikTok about how it kind of feels like everything's kind of blurry.
Yeah.
And it's true. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting overwhelmed with the spiritual vibes.
Mm.
But then I realize that I'm being able to better channel it.
But also the people who've been coming in to buy the Moldavite have been really freaking cool people.
Yeah.
Like all of our customers are cool people. I'm not playing favorites or anything.
Y'all cool.
But like... just because there are certain conversations you have when a customer comes up to you and is like, I'm looking for your Moldavite.
We always have a chat.
Yeah, there are different kind of conversations you have with that kind of customer compared to a customer looking for something a little bit more beginner-friendly like a rose quartz or a clear quartz. Very different conversations. And yeah, the people who have come in to buy their Moldavite are some really cool people doing some really cool things and wanting some really cool things to happen.
Yeah.
And to them I say, I hope that the Moldavite is actually bringing you the transformations that...
You need.
Yeah, you need. And the key word is need. They're not always necessarily ones you want, but they are the ones that you need.
Words to live by. You can't see right now, but I am like staring at Jess. Yeah. I'm like,
so,
yes.
So I apologize for anyone who's purchased the Moldavite who's maybe not getting the transformations that they want, but I promise you...
It's
in like 6 months' time, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what I needed. It's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I am manifesting my mom coming to visit. I'm sending out good energy because my
come to birth.
Yes, come visit birth. Me come again. My parents are just settling down into a new place in Canada. Mm-hmm. And my mom kind of toyed around at the idea of like, oh, maybe I'll come visit. And I was like, yes,
do it.
So I'm sending out good vibes for that. I'm pretty much like, you know, that like subtle peer pressure that you like text someone and be like, oh, hey, here's a picture of the like pool.
Of the pool. The weather is so good here. I don't know why I turned Californian.
Yeah, you really did.
The weather is so good here. I did it again.
Like American.
American. Like, yikes.
Just like, you know, those subtle things being like, oh, yeah, like you'd love it here at this restaurant.
Oh, my God. Look at this cute kangaroo. They came and visited us.
Photoshopping a kangaroo in. Yeah. Jaden in the costume.
Oh my God, you need to meet Mally. She's so cute.
It's true. They haven't met Mally.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if we've talked about Mally on the podcast.
Mally is my new black pug.
Yeah.
Puppy.
Short for Tourmaline.
Tourmaline is her full name, yes.
Yes. And I'm sure anyone who follows the podcast also follows the main account. And if you don't, what are you doing? It's crystal.n.stone on Instagram. We post Tourmaline content almost daily. So if you're wanting cute pug content, that's the place to go.
That is the place to
be. We should really set her up with her own account, honestly.
Oh, I know, but it's so much work to manage.
That's true. Yeah.
Just follow Crystal instead. But yeah, those are the two things that I'm really wanted to talk about. That Moldavite might actually be finished its like thrashing of me.
Yes.
And I'm sending out the vibe that I want my mom to visit.
Everyone, send us DMs that you want Dylan's mom to come, and we're going to screenshot them and send them to her.
That's a great idea. Oh my God,
added peer pressure.
Yeah. Dylan, you should Barb, you should visit your son.
Yeah.
Send exactly. it to Crystal and Soap Podcast.
Exactly. Beautiful.
What about you, Jess?
I'm manifesting two things. The easiest thing to manifest is sleep.
Not always, unfortunately.
I'm gonna blame the Moldavite, because ever since the Moldavites come in, I've had like anxiety dreams to the max.
Sorry to interrupt. Did I tell you about the anxiety dream? First night we got Moldavite.
Go for it.
Okay, so the first day we get Moldavite in, Jaden decides to take some home.
Why?
Without telling me. Anyway.
Why? He has Moldavite.
I don't know. Fool. Anyway, I love him. But so this dream, I'm talking, it is vivid. It is real. Like, I could taste things. Like, it is vivid.
Uh-huh.
And
the idea of tasting dreams is very Sandman.
Yeah, very.
If anyone's watched Sandman, please message us and we'll chat about Sandman together.
And in this dream, instead of opening a crystal business, Jaden and I decided to start a fashion line.
Honestly,
killing it.
Well, you would actually make men's fashion that's actually interesting and not just black, gray, and brown.
Thank you. Mm. We definitely would. Lots of pinks. There would be lots of pinks and like olives.
I love that.
Anyway, lavenders. Anyway, yeah. But I distinctly remember doing like very like Meryl Streep, Devil Wears Prada, going through and being like, no, terrible.
Florals in spring, groundbreaking. Yeah.
And then I was in the middle of writing an email to Jaden to be like, we have to redo like the fall lines, sleeves are too poofy, something like that. Anyway, and like I was in the middle of writing him an email and he like walks in the door and I was like, oh, perfect timing. I was like, we need to talk about something. And he's like, you're right. We definitely need to. The divorce papers are on the table. And I jolted awake. I was like, and I started crying. And I like go up to Jaden and I'm crying and I'm a mess. And he's like, what is wrong with you? I was like, you're leaving me. You're divorcing me. And he's like, I am not. You are okay. Calm down.
Like, the year is 2022.
Yeah, right? You were not Meryl Streep.
As much as we all wish we were.
I know. Anyway, sorry.
I loved that. The vision, the visual of you being our next Meryl Streep is like...
And really offended by poofy sleeves.
Honestly, you as Meryl Streep would be offended by really poofy sleeves. Yes, so, on brand. the other thing I'm manifesting is I'm a very cautious person when it comes to personal business endeavors, and I have made a recent like tiny leap, but like for me a big leap, but like a tiny leap, and I'm manifesting that it pays off.
What is this business in
venture? For some context, Dylan and I have discussed like events at Crystal and Stone and like just pumping up the calendar a bit and like, you know, zhuzhing it up a bit and making sure that, you know, we're constantly doing stuff. And I figured it was about time that I just like taught people how to actually like cut fruit and vegetables and cheese in a way to make it look pretty on a grazing board. So I'm running a grazing board workshop and I have purchased, because it'll happen in December, I have purchased quite a few tree-shaped food boards.
Mm, okay.
So I'm manifesting that people actually want to go and do a Christmas-themed like charcuterie workshop.
I mean, that would be really cool. Is that through Hear Me Out?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, so for anyone who's interested in my personal endeavors, I have an Instagram account. I think it's hair, as in H-A-R-E .me.out, which is where I post like my grazing board stuff and like event stuff that I do outside of Crystal and Stone,
which are all really beautiful. Like,
thank you. Yeah, and so just manifesting that. Yeah, we sort of get the ground running on that a bit, and I'm able to kind of build that a little bit so that I can work on some fun things that just don't make sense to happen in Crystal and Stone.
Yeah,
so.
And also, like, spark joy a little bit.
Yeah. And just, like, my whole world not being Crystal and Stone. As much as I love it, I don't want to get to a point where I start resenting it. So,
yeah. Beautiful. Well, I think that's excellent. Thanks. And I'm excited for it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be delicious.
It will be. And because it's Christmas-themed, it's, like, all the Christmas, like, goodies that you would expect to see.
Oh, God, I can't even think about Christmas already.
I know. We just bought our staff Christmas Secret Santa today, and it is, for anyone who wants to know, it is the 8th of October.
Yeah, way ahead of
schedule. Ahead of schedule, but that's what happens when you have me on the team.
Yep,
and
true.
I'm like, got so if we're going to do a Christmas party, like we should probably plan it now.
But yeah, so to recap,
what is an altar?
What is an altar?
An altar is a collection of goodies in a space for an intention.
For an intention, exactly. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today on this episode of Crystal and Stone Podcast.
I'm not even going to promise that we're doing better at recording because every time we do, fucking
something,
shit falls out of the sky.
Something happens.
We have to move stores or you get sick, I get sick. Yeah. Like, so I'm not going to promise that you'll enjoy it for the next however many weeks until we record another one.
But having said that, I do hope to see you again soon.
Yes. All right, take it and you'll like it.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone Podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.